message.
We are all energetic beings, each given an allowance of energy for functioning on any given day. When we expend energy focusing on the past or worrying about the future, we lose energy that could be better utilized managing the present. Eventually, we may deplete the energy allotted for today. At that point, we begin to operate on a deficit, which costs us in a number of ways, either mentally, emotionally, and certainly physically. The power of our choices is truly underestimated. It is not about the choices themselves. It is often about our integrity, or lack thereof, in following through on the choices that we have made. When our actions do not align with our choice, it is not about the choice itself, but about the fact that we have sabotaged ourselves by not honoring our initial decision. It is an act of self-sabotage that is so subtle and so commonplace in the midst of an often hectic life that it is easily missed by even the most diligent of us. Let me give you an example. I am a relatively neat and orderly person with a couple of glaring exceptions. One of these is my inclination to place mail, solicitations, and sales flyers on my dining room table with the idea that those items are not very important in the scheme of things. They are not considered a priority on my list of to-dos, so I decide that I will review those items and discard or file them away if necessary at a later, yet undetermined time. Some might even suggest that it is an efficient method of prioritizing by not allowing myself to get bogged down by minutiae. Harmless? It is, up and until I decide differently. Allow me to explain. After continuing this routine for a while, that dining room table eventually becomes untidy. The pile becomes sizable, unruly, unattractive, and let's just call it what it is, a mess. At some point when adding to that pile, I will think, I really need to clean off that table. I need to clean up that mess. Now, in my mind, I am making a sound, proactive choice. Great, unless I do not do it. Or I do not make a commitment to doing it at a specific time in the future. And when that happens, albeit subtle, I'm committing an act of self-sabotage. I am acting without integrity. Every time that I walk past that pile on the table, I will think, I really need to clean that up. But I fail to do so. As a result, on all of those walks past that table, some of my energy is just sucked out of my body. Why? It's not because of the mess on the table. It's not because the table has a consciousness and is begging to be cleaned. It is not because a team of white-gloved inspectors may break into my apartment at any moment and declare me too much of a lazy slob to continue living. It is because I decided to myself, in my mind, that I needed to clean that table. By not doing so, I'm acting against my instincts and desires. It is about me and my lack of integrity that comes with the cost. Nothing else. If instead I had looked at that mess and said, I really need to clean up that table, but I'm not going to do it. Or, I really need to clean up that table, but I'm not going to do it until a week from Thursday. No energy would be lost. I am making a choice, and as long as I follow through with it, I'm good. It is when I make a choice and fail to follow through on my commitment that energy is lost. When we dishonor ourselves by ignoring our own inclinations and desires without committing to an alternative, we are creating an energy leak. When we do this a number of times in the smallest of ways, the amount of depleted energy is sizable, and eventually it adds up.